The U.S. House of Representatives last month passed a budget resolution that would reduce the federal deficit by $880 billion over the next decade. That's at the cost of Medicaid programs, and Montana K-12 students could feel the impacts. Roughly two in every five Montana kids have health insurance through Medicaid, according to a Montana Healthcare Foundation report. Others may be under the care of family members who use Medicaid benefits, such as grandparents or veterans. President of the Montana Federation of Public Employees, Amanda Curtis, says kids hurt when their needs aren't met.
Teachers, counselors, nurses in Montana are incredibly concerned for our students who rely on Medicaid services to be able to show up to school and learn every day.
She adds that school staff are vital to student health, as they often recognize when a kid needs extra help, like through speech and language pathologists, nurses, or psychologists. The federal move clashes with the Montana bill to drop the sunset date for Medicaid expansion, which went to the governor's desk earlier this month. Curtis notes that bill received bipartisan support.
Montanans from the entire political spectrum agree that this is a program that is important to Montanans, that is good for Montanans, not just on an individual level, but also for our economy.
Based on Montana's Medicaid spending, the proposed federal cuts are equivalent to coverage for 57,000 kids in the state, or nearly 70% of child enrollees, according to KFF. I'm Kathleen Shannon with Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.